This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline: public comment opportunities about LANL's final remedy for the hexavalent chromium plume. In an utterly confusing move, Los Alamos National Laboratory LANL released an environmental assessment for public review and comment that claims it contains the final remedy for the cleanup of the hexavalent chromium plume in the regional drinking water aquifer. CCNS says it is confusing because a final remedy cannot be proposed before a full determination is made of the lateral and vertical nature and extent of the contamination in the plume. It is premature for LANL to ask the public to provide comments on a proposed quote-unquote final remedy because LANL does not know the nature and extent of the contamination. LANL claims it prepared the draft environmental assessment to evaluate the potential environmental impacts from a combination of treatment options. From there, LANL, quote, would use Adaptive Site Management, ASM, to select, implement, and manage removal of hexavalent chromium from source areas and the groundwater, end quote. But again, such a statement is premature because LANL does not know the nature and extent of the contamination in the regional drinking water aquifer. Nevertheless, LANL released an over 200-page, two-volume draft environmental assessment for public review and comment. Public comments must be received by Monday, February 12, 2024. LANL offers four, quote-unquote, final remedy options. In the first option, LANL would install up to 15 new injection wells, 15 new extraction wells, and 15 new groundwater monitoring wells into the 1,000-foot-deep regional drinking water aquifer and extract and inject treated waters up to 550 million gallons per year back into the aquifer. The second option facilitates mass removal of the hexavalent chromium with land application of the treated waters. There are ongoing concerns about where the land application would take place. The third option is mass removal through in situ treatment to supplement treatment of contaminated groundwater. The fourth option is monitored natural attenuation that relies on natural physical, chemical, or biological processes to reduce contamination over time. This option may result in the drinking water aquifer never being cleaned up. Be sure to bring your questions to the LANL in-person and virtual public meetings the week of January 22nd. On Monday, January 22nd, LANL will host an in-person meeting at the Cities of Gold Hotel and Casino Ballroom at 10 Cities of Gold Road in Pohaki from 6 to 8 p.m. Mountain Time. On Wednesday, January 24th, LANL will host a virtual meeting from 1 to 3 p.m. Mountain Time. Connection details are available at nuclearactive.org. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information and links, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org. Listen to all our podcasts anytime, wherever you get your podcasts.